We're going to start New Testament days. A lot of halachas now that really have to do with kachin. So we'll give a little bit of an introduction before, so a little bit more familiar with the ideas over here. When you bring a regular korban, so the halacha is that there are four avodos that are significant in making the korban kosher. They are the shechita, which can be done by anybody, not only a kohen. And then there's kabbalah shadam. From that point on, has to be a kohen. You receive the blood in a kli. Then there's the halacha. You bring the blood in that kli to the mizbeach. And then the zrika, shvicha, whatever else is done with the blood, how it's put on the mizbeach. In any one of those four avodos, you can make the korban pasul. Once the blood is sprinkled, the korban is finished. Everything else after that is extra. Right? But you can't pasul a korban after the zrika sadam. You can make the meat tame, you can't eat it, whatever, that you won't be able to, if it becomes tame, you won't be able to be mocked through the parts on the mizbeach, but that doesn't affect the kashrus of the carbon itself. Now, the halacha is, what's nogeh to us here now, is that when you do one of these four avodos, it has to be done lishma, for the sake of that carbon, and for the sake of the person who's bringing the carbon. And if it's not done lishma, so then it's done shalo lishma, you make a shlamim for the sake of an ola. So then, by normal korbanos, except for a chatas and an asham, according to some tanoim, the korban is kosher, but the person who brings the korban isn't yotzei his chiyuv. Korban itself is kosher, but it doesn't fulfill the obligation that it was brought to fulfill, and you have to bring another one. By a chatas, it's pasul. And Korban Pesach is also Pasul Shalol Lishma. Special psukim could be that Korban Pesach is even worse than a chatas. Because a chatas, if you bring it, a chatas l'shem shlamim is Pasul. But if you bring a chatas l'shem chulin, since chulin have nothing to do with kachim, so it's kosher. Eino mino doesn't Pasul. It's something that's bechlal, not shaykh to kachim, can't Pasul the korban. So a chatas l'shem chulin is kosher. But a korban pesach l'shem chulin, they bring down psukim, then that's pasul. Right? There it's special, even what's called l'shem chulin is pasul. It has to be l'shma. The question what that means. What's l'shma? Because stam is also kosher. If you don't say anything, you shech the korban, you makabel the dam, you're zorik the dam, you're molech the dam, and you don't say a word. Not l'shem, what you're doing, and not shalom l'shem. It's kosher. Stam is lishma. It's a question why. Is stam lishma because since korbanos, you're makdish them, and when you shech them, and you do the other things, mistama, it's lishma. As long as you don't think shalom lishma, it remains lishma. Stam is just as if you thought that you're doing it lishma. Or no, you don't need lishma. You just need that it shouldn't be negative. But you don't need actually positive. That's the question. Is stam as if it was positive, or you don't need positive, it's just, as long as there's no negative, that's good. You don't, just as long as it's not shalom lishma, which is dependent on another question. If you have shalom lishma, why does that passel the carbon? Is it possible because since now you're thinking shalom lishma, so it's not lishma? If you wouldn't have thought anything, it'll be automatically lishma. But now that you said shalom lishma, you took away the lishma. So the problem is not the shalom lishma is something negative. The shalom lishma just takes away the lishma. You don't have what you need, positive. But if you don't need positive, stam is also okay. Then the negative is the thing that destroys. Then the shalom lishma is a destructive thing. Right? In other words, really you don't need anything positive. But once you have negative, that's the destructive machshava. Okay, we'll see how it fits into the Gemara over here. Right, if you do something though lishma and shalom lishma, so if it's a negative, so what do I care if I have the lishma? I have the negative thing that passes. But if shalom lishma is not a negative that passes, just takes away the lishma, right? Then if you have lishma and shalom lishma, the chorus should be good. The another, what's it called, Shaila is, what does that mean that you're mechav and you're machshava? Does it mean mental or verbal? Tosfos in a few places says clearly, and Rashi in one place also says that it has to be verbal. You can't just think it. You have to say it. Right? I'm shechting this korban shelo lishma, to passel it. You just think it, then it remains stam. And there are other Rishonim who seem to imply that thinking is enough. Doesn't have to be verbalized at all. Okay. HaPesach sheshachto shelo lishma. If you shechted the korban Pesach shelo lishma, like we said, korban Pesach is the exception to the rule, like a chatos, even worse than a chatos could be. And if you shech the korban Pesach, l'shem shlamim, l'shem ola, l'shem something other than korban Pesach, it's possible. The kibel, the halach, the zorach, shelo lishma. And you were makabel the dam. Or you brought the dam to the mizbeach. Or you sprinkled the dam, shelo lishma. Any one of these things, we'll see the Gemara learns, there's either any of them separately. If you did any of these four avodas, shelo lishma, even though you did the other ones, lishma, it's possible. O lishma, v'shelo lishma. Or you had kavana lishma, and also shelo lishma. We'll see the Gemara is going to discuss, does that mean in one avodah or in two different avodas? That was you shechted lishma, but you were makabel the dam shelo lishma. Or you shechted and you had in mind lishma and shelo lishma, both together. That's the Gemara's shayla. O shelo lishma, lishma, or the opposite. You first were mechavin shelo lishma, and then lishma. Possible. It's all possible. Teitz of lishma, shelo lishma. What's the example of where you had kavana lishma and shelo lishma? L'shem Pesach, l'shem Shlamim. You had kavana to bring, to shech this animal. L'shem, what's it called, Pesach, and also l'shem Shlamim. You had both machshavas. Shelo lishma, lishma, or the opposite, where first you had the kavana shelo lishmo, and then lishmo, l'shem shlom, l'shem pesach. First you mechaven to shecht it l'shem pesach, and then you, what's it called, you added l'shem shlom. So it's lishmo and shelo lishmo. Or the opposite, you had kavana l'shem shlomim, and then l'shem pesach. Okay, Mishnah, Rashi. Ha-pesach sheshachta shelo lishmo, l'shem shlomim. O kibel o halach o zorek shelo lishmo. Sheba arba avodos halalu ha-pesach nifsol machshavtim. Im lifsol im lefadil. In these four avodos, machshava passels the korban. Machshava ra. Either machshava shelo lishmo, or we'll see there's other kind of machshavas also, shelo l'shem ochlov. Right, in a regular korban, you bring it for the sake of the person who's what's it called, who's bringing the korban. That's called l'shem bailu. By Pesach, you need it for the sake of the person, people are going to eat the korban, because the ikkar of the korban Pesach is you should eat it. So there's another machshava, l'shem ochlin. There's another kind of machshava that passels, that's called pigul. I shecht it, or zorik the dam, in order to eat the korban at a later time, or in a place where I'm not allowed to eat it. Outside the area where it could be eaten, Kodshi Kadashim, outside the Azara, Kodshim Kalim, outside of Yerushalayim. Kidiyolot Bishmaisa Kamaisa Shlachim, the Baran Shlachim learns, how do we know that these four avodos of the carbon can be, the carbon can become possible because of Machshavara. Olishmo b'shalol lishmo, b'gmar mefarish, iba machsheves avoda achas komar, iba machsheves shtei avodas, kigon kibol lishmo v'zorek shalol lishmo. The Gemara is going to discuss, what's this case of shalol lishmo and lishmo talking about? Is it talking where you did one avoda and you had both kavanas? Or no, you did two separate avodas, one lishmo and one shalol lishmo. Pasul, d'chsiv zevach pesachu, shetehez v'chosu l'shem pesach. Torah says specifically, Zevach Pesach, well, it has to be that you shechted l'shem Pesach. Uksiv hu, l'mu'utei nishchat shelo lishmo. And dafka, then it's kosher. If not, it's possible. Right? Again, other korbanos, if you shecht them shelo lishmo, and shechting means zrika, all the other avodos. Whatever we say you shechted, we mean any one of the four avodos. What's it called? They're not possible. They just, you're not yotze, you're chiyuv with it. And if you were menadev v'shlomim,
Right? You made a neder to bring a shlamim, and you brought this animal that was shechted l'shem ola, so the animal's kosher, but you're not yotze. You're a neder, you have to bring another shlamim. Okay. Boira papa. So now the Gemara, the next daf, is going to discuss Rav Papa Shaila. So we're going to always refer back to Rav Papa. Boy, Rav Papa. Ba'avoda achasnan, or b'shtei avoda shnan. When the Mishnah said, Lishma and Shalo Lishma, was it talking about one avoda or two avodas? Second. Okay, so there's we'll see later, it's Nogea. There's another Girs over here. We have Boy Rav Papa. Rav Papa was the one who asked the Shaila. There's another Girs, so that has Rava instead of Rav Papa. So Nogea a little bit later on. Okay, so now, so we have, we'll learn it as Rav Papa Shaila, because when we get later, it'll be easier like that. Rav Papa asked, right, when it says, Lishma and Shalol Lishma, or Shalol Lishma and Lishma, this is talking where you shechted it Lishma, and then you makabal adam shalol lishma. Or, it's talking where you shechted it, and you had two kavanish, lishma and shalol lishma. That's the shayla. Ba'avoda achasnan, Reb Yosihi, if it's talking where you had two different kavanas in the same avoda, then it goes like Reb Yosi. The Omar afdig mardvor of adam nispas. Reb Yossi holds whatever a person says, even if he says contradictory things, that both of them are significant. So if he said, I'm shechting this carbon lishma and shalol lishma, we take everything he said into consideration, and since he also said shalol lishma, it's possible. Either because the shalol lishma passels it, or because the shalol lishma takes away the lishma, like we explained before. Now the question is, why is it possible? Is it possible because it's not lishma? Now, even though stam is kosher, but stam is like lishma, but if you have shalol lishma, it takes away the lishma. So when you said lishma and shalol lishma, with the shalol lishma, you took away the lishma. Or no, it's possible because it's lishma, and it's also shalol lishma. The shalol lishma passes it. The shalol lishma is a destructive thing. But in any case, it goes like Reb Yossi, who says that you consider everything a person says, even when he says contradictory things. Reb Meir says that if you say two things that are contradictory, then we go after the first thing you said, and the second thing is batel. So if we'll be lishma and shalol lishma, be kosher. Because the chatchila you said lishma, the shalol lishma can't destroy anything. You already made this shechita lishma. Now that you said shalol lishma, it's not going to hurt anything. It's already lishma. So we disregard the second thing you said, especially where it's contradictory to the first. Rashi. Pavoda achas tnan v'chisha bo lishma v'shalo lishma. Is it talking where you shechted the animal and you had both kavanas in mind, lishma and shalo lishma, v'afilu hachik tani pasul, and even though you had both lishma and shalo lishma, it's still pasul. V'reb Yosihi, d'omar m'seches t'mura afik mar dvor of adam nitmas. Dovuk. Nitfas means you're grabbed. Even with the second thing you said two contradictory things. We grab you in both of them. You're what's it called? We both of them are significant. To hear Reb Meir, because if it would be like Reb Meir, Ha'omer Tafas Lashon Risham Maseches Tmura. Reb Meir, where is the case that Reb Meir is going on in Gemara and Tmura? Gabi Omer Harei Zu Tmuras Ola Tmura Shlomim. Person says this animal should be a replacement for a shlamim and an ola. Okay, tmura shlamim, tmura ola. He had one animal, and he said, I want this to be replaced, this, which you're not allowed to do, but the animal becomes kodesh. So if he took an animal and he said, this should be a replacement for this shlamim, that animal becomes a shlamim. If he said it should be a replacement for an ola, that animal becomes an ola. What if he said both? This animal should be a tmura for this shlamim and this ola. So what do you do? So Reb Meir says, Harizu Tmura Sola. Whichever one he mentioned first, that's what it is. And the other one is insignificant. You said it's an Ola, it can't be a Shlomim, if it's an Ola already. Once you said it's an Ola, it becomes an Ola. You can't make an Ola a Shlomim. So now it's the Shlomim is Baka. Reb Yossi Omer Dvarav Kayomim. Reb Yossi says, no, both things are significant. And it's both a Shlomim and an Ola. How could something be both a Shlomim and an Ola? What do you do? You let it graze till it gets a mum. The tzimoker, and you sell it. The yavi b'dmei chetzer, all of b'dmei chetzer shlom. And you bring, you sell it, and with the proceeds, half of the proceeds, you buy an ola, and half you buy a shlom. And now you have that animal had in it an ola and a shlom. You can't be makra that it's an ola and a shlom, there's no such thing. But basically, it's kaddish, the kedushas dami. It has value. The value of an ola and a shlomim is in that animal. Half ola, half shlomim. You sell it and you use the proceeds for an ola and a shlomim. Because both things are chal. That's what Rabbi Yossi holds. And Rabbi Meir says, no, dafka, the first thing. The second thing is irrelevant. So over here, if you said lishma and shalom lishma, according to Rabbi Yossi, it'll be possible. Because you take everything in consideration. Lamaisa, you said shalom lishma. According to Rabbi Meir, you go after the first thing he said. The second thing is batal. So it should be kosher. So if the Mishnah is talking about one avoda, lishma or shalom lishma can only be according to Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Meir. Or Dilma, or maybe not. B'shtei avodos tanan. We're talking about two separate avodos. Ba'afilu Rabbi Meir, the Omer, Tokas, Lashon, Rishon, Hani Mili, Ba'avoda Achas. Ava b'shtei avodos, Moda, the Nitzel. And if it's, let's talk about two things, then it's talking about where I'm shechting it, Lishma, and then I'm a Kabbal Adam, Shalom Lishma. Two separate things. There, even according to Rabbi Meir, it's possible. Why? Because when does Rabbi Meir say, Tafas, Lashon, Rishon, and we disregard the second thing? If you said two things at the same time on the same thing. But if you said the Shema and the Shrita, so that's Shrita. Now I have a new thing. All you said on the Kabbalah was Shalom Shema. So it's not you said two things in one thing, you said two things in two things. And the one, now, if you didn't say anything in the Shrita, and you're mechashiv shalom lishma in the Kabbalah, it passes. Any shalom lishma in any one of those four avodas passes the carbon. So here it's irrelevant that you said lishma in the Shechita, that's one thing. But if you said shalom lishma in the Kabbalah, or in the Zrika, or in the Holacha, it's possible, even according to the Meir. There it's not possible, the concept of Tachlis Lashon Rishon. Rashi, O Dilma b'shtei avodas tan, Achas chishev lishmo, uvishniyah shalom lishmo. In the first avoda, you had kavana lishmo, and the second avoda, you had kavana shalom lishmo. V'hacha lekel neimer tafas lashon rishon. Over here, it's impossible to say, well, go after what he said in the beginning and disregard the second thing. Shari arbasin v'avodas chashuv v'zu kizul, liposhla sazevach v'achas mehen. Each avoda is a separate thing. And each avoda, if you machashiv shalom lishmo, and that avoda passes it. It's not one big thing. It's four separate things. Each one has to have their separate machshava. Ba'afilu Rav Meir nifsal. Therefore, even according to Rav Meir, this would be possible if you shechted lishmo and did one of the other avoda shalom lishmo. Mahadur Gemara ahai. Mahani lishmei the same for the masnis and kai mahachboy. Now the Gemara is going to explain clearly on which case in the Mishnah we're asking the Shaila. Right? We explained it on the case that it goes, Lishma and Shalom Lishma. But the Gemara now is going to be more specific. Gemara says, Amri Ahai, which case specifically was this Shaila asked on? Ine ma Shalom Lishma Lishma. Right? If we're going on the case where he said first Shalom Lishma, I'm shechting this animal, l'shem shlamim and l'shem pesach. And he mentioned the shalom l'shma first. Dein b'avoda achas, dein b'shtei avodos, dein l'rab meir, dein l'rab yosi, if shalem mikam aisha. Here, there's no difference between l'meir and l'rab yosi. Because according to l'rab yosi, you go after both things, he said. So one of them was shalom l'shma, it's possible. According to l'rab meir, you go after the first thing he said. The first thing he said was shalom l'shma, so it's possible. So, according to everybody, it's going to be possible. Right? It's Lemi Kamaisha. The holler of Yossi Nami Aftig Mar Dvar of other Mishpas. Islay. Because Rabbi Yossi doesn't say you only go after the second thing. Then, if Rabbi Yossi would say we only go after the second thing, then in Chanami be a difference. Then that, according to Rabbi Yossi, would be kosher. Because he said Shalom Lishma, and then Lishma. We go after the second thing, not the first thing. But that's not what Rabbi Yossi says. Rabbi Yossi says, "Af bigmar d'mara." even the second thing. Not Bikrav Meir, that we only consider the first thing, but even the second thing. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's for sure possible, because we consider both of them. There is a sheet of Benanis. Benanis taka in certain circumstances, not here, where it's contradictory. But where it's not contradictory, he says we only go after the last thing. So Rashi is going to say that that's to tell us not like Benanis. It's either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yossi. But in this case, Benanis is irrelevant. But there is such a shita, a third shita, that you only go after the second thing the person said. Rabbi Meir says you only go after the first thing, and Rabbi Yossi says you go after both. But in the case where they're contradictory, Benanis didn't say you only go after the last one. There he holds like Rabbi Yossi that you go after both. Ela alishma v'shelo lishma. Must be it's going on the other case. Where first you said lishma, and then you said shelo lishma. My. And that's where a mayor would hold its kosher, because tafas lashon rishon, you go after the first thing he said lishma, and the shelo lishma now is irrelevant, and according to Rabbi Yossi, you go after both. The Nela, either the shelo lishma takes away the lishma, or the shelo lishma destroys the carbon. One of the two. Rashi. Inema ashalo lishma bereisha. The hada lishma, well, first you said shalo lishma, and then you said lishma, ha bein l'Rav Meir, bein l'Rav Yossi, afilu bavo v'achas mitzel. Then, according to everybody, Rav Yossi and Rav Meir, it's going to be possible. L'Rav Meir, domer, tachas lashon rishon. Rav Meir says we go after the first thing he said. The first thing he said was shalo lishma. L'Rav Yossi, nami mitzel, l'Rav Yossi, afi b'mar isle, kolomar tchilas b'vorev shal adam. The sofan, the kulam daito nitpas. The kulam is kaimen. Rabbi Yossi doesn't say we go dafke after the last thing. He says we go even after the last thing. So both of them are significant. Mela, he said, shalom lishma. It's possible. Ela alishma v'shalom lishma. It's going on the other case. Where first you said lishma, and then you said shalom lishma. L'shem pesach u'l'shem shlomin. According to Rabbi Meir, you go after the first thing he said. It's kosher. According to Rabbi Yossi, you go even after the second thing, it's possible. D'iba voda achas nomi pasolei masnisan sulo misrukna karameir. Domer tafas lashon rishon, the lashon achrum ochayu. Right? So now, when it's one avoda, if it's one avoda, it can't go like Rameir. If it's two avodas, it could go like Rameir. That's Rav Papa's question. Are we talking about one avoda, and the Mishnah is only Rabbi Yossi? Are we talking about two avodos, and the Mishnah could even be Rameir? That's the shayu. Tashma. HaPesach sheshachto shelo lishma. Pesach, the Brisa says like this, you have a korban Pesach, and you shechted it, shelo lishma. It's our Mishnah. HaPesach sheshachto shelo lishma. The kibel v'halach v'zorek shelo lishma. And you were then mekabel and maholeich and zorek shelo lishma. Hechidami. What's the Mishnah talking about? Inei mekadiktani, if you're going to say it's literal what it says, you did everything shelo lishma. Lomali adem chashiv lekulo. What do you need the other ones? If it's talking one case, you shechted it shelo lishma, and then you were makabel and zorek and holeich also shelo lishma. But what's the chiddush? It already was possible from the shechita. It's irrelevant what you did after that, right? You could have done it all lishma after that. It's still possible. So why? What's the case? Elalav hachitani. HaPesach sheshachto shelo lishma. Must be the Mishnah means the following. You shechted the korban Pesach shelo lishma. Inami. Or you shechted it lishma. The kibel v'halach v'zorek shelo lishma. And you did one of the other avodos shelo lishma. Now you did all of them lishma. Inami shechto v'kibel v'halach lishma. You did all of them lishma. Except the last one. The zorek shelo lishma. The havi v'shtei avodos. Okay, so the ma'aser, the reisha lechor, is talking about two different avodos. Clearly, now it's talking that either you shechted it lishma, and you did any one of the other things shelo lishma, it's possible. That's what the Mishnah is telling me. You did any of the avodos lishma, but any of them shelo lishma, it's possible. Okay, so the reisha is talking about two separate avodos. That's clear. Okay. Okay, now a Masefa. So that's the Reisha. The Reisha is talking by two separate avodos. Let's look at the Seifa. Lishmo, shelo lishmo. Now the Seifa introduces Lishma and shelo lishmo. Hechidami. How's the Sefer talking? If it's talking where you did one avoda lishma and one shalom lishma, that's exactly the same case as the Reisha. That's what the Reisha was talking about. Where you did one of the avodas lishma and one of them shalom lishma. Or all of them lishma and one shalom lishma. Right? Some lishma and at least one shalom lishma. That's the Reisha. So what's the Sefer lishma and shalom lishma? If it's talking about two avodas, same thing as the Reisha. Elalab avoda achas Rabbi Yossi. Must be that the Sefer is not talking about different avodos, but the same avoda. You did one avoda, lishma, and shalom lishma. So according to Reb Meir, it should be kosher. And according to Reb Yossi, it's possible. The Mishnah says it's possible. Those are Reb Yossi. The Omer Atik Marzvar Vana Nispas. So must be that that answers from Papa Shaila. That our Mishnah is talking about one avoda, the case of lishma and shalom lishma, and it goes only according to Reb Yossi, not according to Reb Meir. Rashi. Inema kediktani shachat v'kiba v'halach v'zara kula shalom lishma. If it, as it seems to intimate, that it's talking where you did all the avoda shalom lishma, the lav okamar, it's not either. It's all together. Lomali bekula. What do I need a Mishnah to tell me that if you did them all shalom lishma, it's possible? Any one of the avodah shalom lishma passes it. You don't need all of them shalom lishma. Any one is an individual thing, and if you're a machashiv shalom lishma, any one of them, it's possible. La'olam. Oh, so we're gonna get to this. Now the answer. Mercy is love. Then no, it's no right. La'olam b'shtei avodos. The reisha the koy b'shchita the komachashiv b'shchita. Inami koy b'zrika the komachashiv b'zrika. Sefer the koy b'shchita the kachashiv b'zrika. The Omar Harini Shochet the sapesach lishmo lizrok damo shalom lishmo. The komashmal and the mechashim the avoda lavoda. The hainu boy the rapapa. Okay, so the Gemara answers, no, it's no right. We're introducing now a third possibility. The Reisha Taka is talking with two different avodos. You shechted it lishma, and you did any one of the other avodos shalom lishma, or vice versa. That's the Reisha. The Sefer is talking about the following case. So the Gemara said, well, the Sefer, they must be talking about one avoda. And if it's one avoda, then what's it called? Then we've, solved the Papa Shaila. One avoda, and it says that it's possible. It only goes according to Reb Yossi, not according to Reb Meir. Because Reb Meir says, Tophos Lashon Rishon, and if you did Lishmo and Shalom Lishmo on the same avoda, according to Reb Meir, it's kosher. Mar says, no. The Sefer is talking about the following case. You shechted the korban Lishmo. You had Kavanah, I'm shechting it Lishmo. But at the time of the Shechita, you had Kavanah that you're going to be Zorik to Dam Shalom Lishmo. You weren't Zorik to Dam Shalom Lishmo. You weren't even Zorik to Dam yet. But yet, machshava in the shechita about the zrika, is that okay or not? Machlokas in Zvachim, whether machashmin the avoda le avoda or not. In other words, when I'm shechting, I have to shech the shema. If I shech shalom, the shema is possible. But if I shech the shema, but at the time of the shechita, I have kavana about what I'm going to do by the zrika, that doesn't affect. I'm not doing zrika now. So the Mandyomer says, Ein mechash mi avod l'avoda. Machshava ra can passel what you're doing if you're thinking about what you're doing. But if you're thinking about doing one of the other avodos, that doesn't passel until you actually do it. So if you make the zrika shalom l'shma, it's passel. But if you shechted with in mind that when you make the zrika, you do it shalom l'shma, right, that doesn't passel. Then if later on you do the zrika l'shma, it's kosher. Because the machshava you have in the shechita, right, about the zrika is irrelevant. You have to think when you're doing that avoda, lishma or shalom lishma. Not in a different avoda. The other man, the Omer says, no, mechashim the avoda l'avoda. Meaning, the machshava I have about the zrika, even though I'm not doing zrika, but I have a machshava to do zrika, shalom lishma, when I'm doing one of the avodas, but if I stop, I'm not doing anything, and I'm mechashim to make the zrika shalom lishma, that will pass. But if when I'm doing an avoda, I have kavana to do a different avoda shalom lishma, even though I didn't do that yet. It passes. And there's two ways of learning how it passes. One way of learning, which we see in Rashi seems to say, is it passes the shechita. In other words, since I shechted with the kavana of being zorik shalom lishma, that's a kavana shalom lishma b'shas shechita. Passes the shechita. even though I had kavana, the shechita should be lishma, but since I had kavana, the shechita should be lo lishma, that machshava ra passes the shechita. Or no, it passes the shechita. Even if later on I'll do the shechita lishma, but right now I had kavana shalo lishma, so it's impossible not to do the shechita anymore lishma. Because the shechita, I already had kavana first to do shalo lishma. So I can't get out of that. So now, when I do the shechita, it's going to be shalom lishma, even if I have kavana lishma, because I already said. So the question is it possible the shechita, or it possible the shechita? But according to either of them, the carbon is possible no matter what, because you already possible the shechita before you did it. But the question is the shechita possible, is the shechita possible? And there's not gaminis, but that's two different possibilities. Okay, the Omar. Hareini sholchek l'shmo, ala olam seifa nami diktani l'shmo shalom l'shmo b'shtei avodos. Mara answers no. Really, the seifa is also talking about two different avodos. The kashulah chayinu reisha, the chorah, then the same thing as reisha. You did one avoda l'shmo, one shalom l'shmo, vice versa. Why is the seifa different than the reisha? Lo tikshi. Reisha mayri dichi shochet chi shibo l'shmo, ukishizorat chi shibo shalom l'shmo. The Reish is talking where you had two separate machshavas in two separate avodas. You thought one thing in the shechita and a different thing in the shechita. The Sefer married the b'shah shechita chishiv tarti machshavas. The Sefer is talking in shechita you had two different machshavas, but not on the shechita. You shechted it completely lishma, but you had in mind when you shechted it, there's going to be zorik the dam shalom lishma. Chada ala shechita lishmo, the chada ala zrika shalom lishmo. So it's like two avodos, but it's at the same time you're doing one avoda. So it's not the same shayla as two avodos. But it's still not one avoda, but you have two different machshavas in that same avoda. So we haven't yet, if according to this, we haven't been poshet the shayla of Rapapa. Rapapa's shayla still stands. If in one avoda you have two different machshavas, do we go like Reb Meir that you only go after the first one, or we go like Reb Yossi, go after both? But if in one avoda you had a machshava about this avoda, and you had a machshava about a future avoda, there even Reb Meir would agree that it's two separate things, right? It's not two machshavas in the same thing; it's two machshavas in two different things. One in the shechita, one in the zrika. That only depends. Could you have a machshava in shechita for the zrika you didn't do yet? That's a separate machlokas. Yeah, but it's not because you're machashav the shechita shalom v'shma. Because you had kavan and shechita v'shma and v'shlo, you have to know which one. You had two separate machshavas. But a machshava in zrika will passel the shechita. It's not going to do it with Meir and Yossi. That doesn't passel the shechita because you had kavan and shalom v'shma and the shechita. It's sosur what you said. You're not sosur anything. I had complete kavan to shech v'shma. But if at the time I'm shechting v'shma, I have kavana to be zorek shalom lishma, that passes the carbon. Passes the shechita. But not because I had two different machshavas in shechita. Shechita had only one machshava. But a machshava in zrik at the time of the shechita will pass the shechita. To amar harin shochit lishmo, amanas lizrok shalom lishmo. V'chacha lekel neimer tofus lashin rishon. Here you can't say, well, let's go after the first thing you said. Because what you said, the second thing is not to do with the first thing. It's a separate thing. The Kamash Malon Masnisan, the Mechashvin mi Avoda le Avoda. Klomar, the Mechashe b'shas Avoda zu al chaverta la asosu b'machshavis psul. And while I'm doing this Avoda, I've kavonet that another Avoda I'm going to do psul. Nitzul miyad. It's possible right away from the Shechita, Rashi says. So Rashi clearly holds it possible in the Shechita. Latilo also shnei machshavas psul kmo shechita, right? Or kmo shechishev. That's another girsa. As he thought, he didn't do it in the end. Doesn't make a difference. You pasul the shechita. A nafkamina would be this halacha mechashvin avoda avoda is only from shechita to zrika. What happens if you had kavana when you shechted? I'm going to be makabel the dam shalom lishma, not the zrika. So if it's a psul in shechita, it pasuls also. Because any one of the things, a machshava psula, while you're doing an avoda, passes. But if the idea is it doesn't pass till the Kabbalah, there's no such halacha that being machashiv in shechita And the Kabbalah at the time of Shrita is possible. It's something we learn from Pigel. It has to do with Zrika. So it only work to Zrika. According to the other Pshat, according to the way Rashi's learning, it should work with Kabbalah too. Any time you're doing an avoda and you have a machshava psul, it passes that avoda. The Hainu boy to Rapapa. The Omer Mechashim the avoda le avoda, the Shritas Kachim and Perakama, the Amrin and Hossam, Maskit le Rapapa. Dil Mahakamashu, the Mechashim avoda le avoda. So Rashi learns that the Hainu boy to Rapapa has nothing to do with our sugya. And that is the Shaila Rapapa asked in Shvachim with the Mechashim the avoda le avoda. The mission over here is dealing with a shaila that we have in Tzvachim, where the Mechashim Avodah, and Rapapa was one who was in, involved over there. But only, that's a very difficult Tosfos says on this Rashi, because over there the Ikar is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says Mechashim Avodah, which is said behind Rabbi Yochanan. Not Rapapa, who says, well, there's a shaila, whether Mechashim Avodah, he should have said, the one who says it, you say it. Rashi obviously had the Girsa Omer Rapapa. Boy Rava, not Rapapa. That's why Rashi couldn't say the Rapapa. What's Rapapa do over here? We have Rapapa Bechlal, according to Rashi. We have Boy Rava, not Boy Rapapa. So therefore, Rashi had to get Rapapa from Zvachim. Tosfos says, no, the Girsa should be Boy Rapapa. This Rapapa, and that's what the Gemara says. And that's Rapapa Shaila. In other words, now that we're saying that the Sefer is not talking about one Avoda, the Sefer is not necessarily talking about one avoda. It's talking about machshava of one avoda for another avoda. Now, a proper shayla is a good shayla. What would be if it would be one avoda completely? Shechting lishmo and shelo lishmo. That the Mishnah doesn't talk about. That's a proper shayla. Okay, let's go on. One more little piece. Tashma. Oh, shelo lishmo ulishmo pasul. Now, the Mishnah goes on and says another case. Shelo lishmo and lishmo is possible. Hechidam. Ineima b'shtei avodos. If we're talking about two separate avodos, shelo lishmo and lishmo. You shechted shelo lishmo and you were makabal adam lishmo. Hashto lishmo or shelo lishmo amr is possible. Shelo lishmo, lishmo, boy. What do you need a Mishnah to tell me if I already know that if you shechted lishmo, and then you're makabel shelo lishma, that it's possible, cause came when you started out with the shelo lishma. Now, this is happening to say, if I started out with shema, right, then everything I did after that should be okay. Even if I do shelo lishma, then the shema makes it that it's okay. This is such a smart. But if you started out with shelo lishma, once it's possible, it's not going to become kosher again because you did the kabbalah lishma. So that's a kosher came. So why do I need a mission that after I know that lishma and shalom lishma and two avodas is possible, kosh kein shalom lishma and lishma? I don't need a mission to tell me that. Elala b'avoda achas must be that it's talking where it's one avoda. Then it's a chiddush, right? That if I know, if I'm one avoda, I say lishma and shalom lishma, right? And that's possible. Why? Because b'gmar d'var about nispas, you go after both. But I might think that if you said lishma and shalom lishma lishma, it should be kosher. Why? Because there's a sheet of bananas, like we said, who says that you go after dafka the last thing. So I might think lishma and shalom lishma is possible because you go dafka after the last thing. But then shalom lishma lishma will be kosher. Kamash malon, no, it's not that you go but dafka after the last thing. Nobody holds like that where it's contradictory. It's either you go after both or you go after the first thing. And therefore, it's possible, because if you go after both, it's possible. That's the chiddush. Umid the sefer b'avoda achas, reishanami b'avoda achas. And now that we're saying the sefer has to be talking, where it's one avoda, must be the reisha is also b'avoda achas, the lishmo and shelo lishmo. Must be that it goes like Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Meir. So it's, we're poshik, Rapapa Shail, where it says lo, all of the avodas. Really, it's talking about two separate avodos. Uvedin hu delo itzrichle. Really, he didn't have to say it. Once we know the shema and shalom the shema is possible, kosh kein shalom the shema is possible in two avodos. Va'ayvi detani the shema, shalom the shema, tani nami shalom the shema. Once it said the first case, so it said the second case, even though it's taka pashit, but it mentioned it just to mention it. Said the first one, said the second one too. Rashi, Hashta, Lishmo, Shalo, Lishmo, Davod, Rishon, the Kashas, Amris, Pasol, the Machsheva, Savod, the Shnea, Shalo, Lishmo, Lishmo, Goya, the Kivan, the Nisal, the Avod, Rishon, the Echon, Yasu, the Yosha. So this Pasol from the Shrita is going to become kosher again just because you did the Kabbalah, Lishmo. It's obvious that it's Pasol. Elala Bavodachas must be that no, it's talking about one avoda. Then it's a chiddush. The Tana Lishmo v'Shalo Lishmo Lafukim in the Reb Meir. The Amar Tafas Lashon Rishon. The first case is to tell me not like Reb Meir. If you said Lishmo and Shalo Lishmo, Reb Meir would say it's kosher. You go after the first thing he said. So Kamash Olam, no, it's possible. You go even after the second thing. The Tana Shalo Lishmo Lishmo and the second part Shalo Lishmo and Lishmo. The Lotema Tafas Lashon Acher. Don't say that you go Dafka after the last thing. And it's kosher. The Harder Be Mikama. The Chishachit Ahai Basra Kashachit. And the Chiddush is that I don't say that when the guy said two things contradictory, you go Dafka after the second one, and the second one takes away the first one completely. Kamash Malan, the Rabbi Yosihu, the Omer, the Chol Devar of Adam Nisvas. The Lo Harder Be, Yala Tarvayu Echad. And that second part tells me that Chiddush. We don't say that you go dafka after the second thing, but you go after both of them. So the Reisha tells me you don't go dafka after the first thing. The Sefer tells me you don't go dafka after the last thing, but you go after both of them. With the Sefer, Shalom Lishmo Lishmo Bavoda Achas Komar, the Bishtei Avoda Shlo Yitzrich, and since the Sefer has to be talking about one Avoda, because by two Avodas you don't need it, then the Reisha, the Lishmo, Shalom Lishmo, Nomiyah Bavoda Achas. Then the Reisha also, with the case of Lishma and Shalo Lishma, must be talking about one Avoda. For Rabbi Yossi, and it can't be like a mayor, it has to be Dafka Rabbi Yossi, and that's the Shaila of Rapapa, right, is now answered. Shmur says, no, Lo'olam b'shtei Avodos. With the Kashi of Pshita, Ha'itzalein Avoda Kamaisa, if it's two Avodos, then what's the Chiddush of the Sefer? If you know that Lishma and Shalo Lishma is possible, Kol Shekein, where you started off with the Shalo Lishma, it's already possible. I did Tom Lishmo v'Shalo Lishmo v'Shmo Inu the Mechashmi Avod and Avod the Kedleel Tom Inami Shalo Lishmo Lishmo. Once it said the first case, it told me that Chiddush. It said the second case. It finished it off, even though it's not necessary. Okay, Virginia.